Myth number two, Christianity stifles personal freedom. Christians are often accused of having a negative religion. Many people think that Christians are boxed in by an existential list of do's and don'ts. They seem to be opposed to life and freedom. Both their personality and behavior are constricted. Theirs is an uptight, boring religion. Unfortunately, this kind of legalism is often too true of many Christians, but this does not characterize the biblical perspective on Christian life and values. It is far different. Is there an alternative to the legalistic box? Is it the open-ended permissiveness of modern society? Many have felt pressured to take this position, the position of moral relativism and subjectivism. However, this total rejection of traditional Christian values is often tragically based on a misunderstanding of the genuine item. The Christian ethic is distinctive on both personal and social levels. It is a positive alternative to both legalism and permissiveness. The basic Christian conviction on values is that God's norms result in freedom itself. We are not forced into a straitjacket. Rather, God's standards act as a skeletal structure which gives life, form, and meaning. This is positive freedom. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This is from John 8:31 and 32. The Christian ethic is structured, but it is also deeply personal. It's based on and motivated by a personal relationship with God Himself through Jesus Christ. It's not arbitrary, chaotic, or irresponsible. It is discovered in living richly within the parameters that God has set out for people. By living within these parameters, we find our identity and fulfillment. We find a depth of meaning in life. Christians don't have to fit into a mold. They are not meant to be clones. Instead, the guidelines God has given for living unleash creativity in them. Christians are motivated to express themselves in fresh ways, thereby bringing life and vitality to others as well. But God's norms also orient us towards our neighbor, towards justice and mercy, compassion, hospitality. They move us in the direction of a positive, constructive, and caring lifestyle. At the same time, they move us away from a selfish, bigoted, and destructive one. These norms, based in the very character of a perfect God, provide a foundation upon which we can build our lives and discern right from wrong. They also provide an objective reference point to resolve relational conflicts, and that's important to all of us. The Christian ought to be oriented to making a free and unselfish contribution to humanity itself, to society, to the common good. Thus, the Christian ethic has form and freedom to prevent the extremes of either irresponsibility on one hand or legalism and uptightness on the other. Moreover, Christian norms go beyond individual relationships. Christians are mandated to be concerned about such matters as social justice, the poor, the environment, global warming, and the sanctity of life itself, the rights of others. While they do not have ready-made answers to all moral problems, Christians at least have a firm starting point and a framework within which to work and to think. They are challenged with God's perspective on life and are called to love God and all humanity with all that they are and have, their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and their neighbor as themselves. Far from a stifling freedom, Christian values are challenging and liberating at the same time. They provide what is, in fact, a very strong affirmation of life.